Jax Electric News Time is 46 minutes after the hour, and sports this hour, sponsored by Wyman Building Supply on your Tuesday morning. A beautiful Tuesday in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers.
FN Rejoin.
That'd be you, James.
That was me, okay.
That was you. Even though I hit the wrong button and it went to something else.
But yeah, I thought you were playing a Mr. Rogers
bit. I know. That's what it kind of sounded like at the start there, didn't it? No, it's not. James, how are you today? Beautiful day.
Doing pretty good. How about
yourself? I'm going to guess you did not see the blood moon lunar eclipse today.
No, it was at, what, 2 a.m., right?
Well, it started around there, and then actually between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., it was in total coverage, and it was bright red, too. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, I did,
spectacular.
I did not see it.
There was. I'm sure there's people posting photos as we speak online.
It'd be weird to live in a world where nobody saw it.
Yes.
That would honestly be more impressive.
Yeah. But it was awesome. So I took some time, got up way a little earlier, changed my schedule a little bit this morning, make sure got out there, had a chance to see. When you come up here, you know, we're up on the hill, you get the full blow of it all. So it was pretty cool. Awesome to see. I guess it was like, won't be around for a while longer. I don't know. 3-4 more years, something like that. I don't remember what they said. But anyway, it was pretty cool. Let's move on, talk about other things like Wyoming history today.
Yeah, okay.
1870, James. A court impanels 6 women for a 6-member jury for the first time in history on this date. I don't see where the court is, but it's a court.
A court, okay.
A court somewhere in Wyoming, I'm assuming, obviously, Wyoming history. Our history minutes, of course, little tidbits here, courtesy of the celebrations and commemorations calendar from the Wyoming Historical Society. Give them credit.
That's the name of the court. It's A Court.
What's that?
That's just the name. Maybe that's the name of the court. It's A Court.
No, it's not one word.
A blank court.
A blank court. A court. Could be a court anywhere. All right. Remember the Mad Max movies? They haven't had one for a little while, right?
Yeah.
Producer?
They had one
a couple of years ago. Yeah, something like that. Okay, well, producer-director George Miller is 81 today, Mad Max.
One of my favorite, I think I mentioned, you know, it's funny, I think I mentioned this last time it was his birthday. One of my favorite, leaps from director is George Miller being the director of Mad Max, the original Mad Max, and
right.
the newer ones. And then he also has directed Happy Feet.
Okay.
The kids movie with penguins dancing.
Right. There you go.
Just the most random
random
difference
things
in movie you could probably have.
Goes to show you how creative you have to be a producer-director, right?
I guess so.
Think outside the box. 1791, Congress passes a... Boy, this is like coinage here. 1791, Congress passes a resolution ordering the U.S. Mint be established. Then in 1849, the Gold Coinage Act passes, allowing gold coins to be minted. Should have bought a bunch of gold back then. Jesus, over like $6,000 an ounce now. 1851, Congress authorizes the smallest U.S. silver coin, a 3-cent piece. And then in 1875, a 20-cent coin is authorized by Congress. But that only lasted 3 years. So.
Okay.
Sorry, James. A little throat, little.
You were making me panic there for a second. I thought I had something wrong on my board.
Thought something went awry.
Yeah.
No, just a little to my throat there. That I didn't think people wanted to hear me coughing on. Okay. Cold cuts day today.
Love cold cuts.
I know.
Who doesn't?
I know. I want you to be happy day.
Sure.
I want you to be happy. All right? I mean that. Peace Corps Day. Everybody. Peace Corps Day.
Yeah.
Day. Yeah. Soup It Forward Day.
Okay.
All right. What if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs day?
We would live in a very different world.
We would live in a different world. What was the I just check this out. Here's the story. It was a West Virginia dog shelter. They caught footage of a dog named Dawson, okay, from the kennel. Kennel was closed. They shut it down for the night. Well, Dawson, they posted this video on their Facebook page. Dawson, as he approached the front door, stood on his hind legs, used his mouth to unlock it before pushing the door open and leaving and bringing his friends with him. Love it.
What a, okay.
I love it, man. That's funny. He's going, come on, I got us out. Let's go. Yeah. Everybody. All right. Speaking of that, you know, getting caught on video. In 2026, one in four homes now have video doorbells. Probably a good idea.
One in four. That's actually less than I would have thought.
Really?
I would have thought maybe half at this point.
Well, it's more and more every day.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, don't forget, James, before you go to bed Saturday night, it is daylight saving time. Correctly pronounced.
True, yeah.
Most people go, daylight savings time. There's no S in savings. It's daylight saving time is Sunday. So before you go to bed Saturday night, move that clock ahead 1 hour. Going to lose some sleep. That one messes with me a little bit. So I'm going
to have to move it forward.
Yeah, you have to move it forward. You lose that hour.
Right.
So I'm going to start this week retraining myself. So it isn't such a, because you know what it'll be? It'll be Monday morning and I'm going to go, oh, wow.
Yeah. And then you'll remember.
this is rough. So it'll be usually the last time, about a year ago now when we did that, it took me about 2-3 days. You know, just get the rhythm back, you know. Anyway, before you go to bed, Saturday night, turn the clock ahead 1 hour. Hey, jackpot tonight. Go buy a lotto, James. Mega Millions, have 473 million.
Okay.
All right. Here's one for you, James. For you marathoners out there, try this at home when you're out running. Grab your Rubik's Cube. And see if you can do, George Sholey holds the world record for solving the most Rubik cubes over the course of a marathon. Mind-bending 520 Rubik cubes while covering 26.2 miles. Did it under 4.5 hours, all keeping his hands in constant motion and his brain in overtime. Wow.
Okay.
So he solved 520 Rubik's cubes while running 26 miles, and then you had to get it under 4.5 hours. So you got to run pretty quickly to do that.
What a interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is interesting, isn't it? Random. I love random stuff like that.
Oh, it's random.
Yeah, it's random. Okay. James, many commuters believe that silence during their journey is more enjoyable than striking up a conversation with those around them. When you travel, do you do that?
No. No, I'm a
pretty quiet.
You won't hear a peep out of me.
Yeah, me neither. Research indicates this assumption is incorrect. A study by behavioral scientists, University of Chicago, found that bus and rail commuters who engaged in conversation reported more positive experiences than those who chose to remain silent. Those who sat alone often felt the least satisfied. You know what? I am totally okay with not talking to total strangers in a big city rail subway by myself.
I prefer to sit by myself.
I prefer not to speak with anyone because you just don't know.
It's also just like, I don't need to have this whole conversation.
Right. So you know what? I'm feeling totally satisfied if no one speaks to me.
Yeah, I'm same way.
In a subway. Man, some people, you know, I think that's the nervous side of them that comes out. You know, some people, when they get on an airplane, they're nervous when they're on the airplane, so they want to start chatting.
You know? Yeah, that's true. I think that's...
I remember one time I always have my earbuds in, you know.
Yeah, Sam.
Make sure that they all see your earbuds. And then, I'm a pretty social guy, all right?
But it's kind of become the universal sign of you don't want to be bothered.
Exactly. I got the earbuds in. And this lady sitting next to me, taps me on the leg and said, "Where are you from?" And I'm like, I've got my earbuds in here. It doesn't matter. So then I thought, all right, I'll take my earbuds out. "Where are you from?" "I'm going to tap you on the shoulder so you can take those earbuds out."
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like,
she was nice. She was cool. She was nice.
I always have them in facing the person I'm sitting next to.
And I don't look to the left and I don't look to the right. I look straight forward and close my eyes. That's another thing I do. So
exactly.
When you travel with me, James, if we get on an airplane, earbuds in. As soon as I sit down, seatbelt on, eyes closed, head back.
Yep, same way.
All right. Okay. Just didn't think it was just me. All right. Then there's people that like to talk, and that's okay. Whatever. Hey, here's a 48-hour oatmeal diet that reduces bad cholesterol. Eating oats for every meal over 2 days can reduce bad cholesterol up to 10%. In a clinical trial, too. Participants maintained lower cholesterol levels six weeks after resuming their regular diets. So if you do this over 2 days every meal, your bad cholesterol reduces by up to 10%. Wow. Okay.
I don't know if I want to try that or not. Thankfully, but I don't know if I've ever paid attention to my cholesterol.
Oh, you need to.
I don't really know what it is.
Oh, James, you're going to get a lesson. We'll talk all about it. Get that cholesterol.
My doctor is panicking.
Yeah,
right now.
Doctor's going, "James,
yeah,
you need to come in. We need to get some blood work done and check your cholesterol." Sometimes it's hereditary, you know, I've seen, you know, people sometimes they say, "Oh, well, if a person's obese, their cholesterol." No.
It's all different, you know?
It is all random. Everybody's chemistry is different. A friend of mine, skinny as a rail, man. He was skinny as a rail. His cholesterol through the roof.
There's got to be like a...
Yeah, hereditary thing.
No idea how it works.
Okay. All right. Trivia today, James. How many billion gallons of water are we going to drink this year?
Billions of gallons
of bottled water.
I have no idea.
16.4 billion.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
It's kind of incredible we haven't run out of it yet.
Run out of water?
Yeah, just in general. If we're drinking 16 billion gallons, I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot of water. A lot of water. Okay. Quick trivia for you. Based on a survey conducted by Ipsos? Not sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll go with it. Here's the top most misspelled U.S. city. Misspelled. The most top misspelled U.S. city. What is it?
Is it the one in Sheridan or in Wyoming?
Meteetse,
yeah.
Yes, the number one misspelled U.S. city. Meteetse. Misspelled 75% of the time with respondents. Huh? There you go.
I don't know if I can spell it right now.
Claim to fame. They should put a sign out in front of the home of the most misspelled city in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
James has got Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.